Yo.
What's up, man? It's Malcolm.
Hey, Malcolm. It's Tony.
Hey, and we're MKT, and you're listening to
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, something took place late in the show yesterday, and you may have missed it because you may have been on the way to work or school, and it had to do with Big Al's vacation.
Yeah.
And something that went down with his precious little car collection that he's accumulated over the last couple years.
Yeah, old cars, but they mean a lot to me.
But what turned out to have happened ended up being hilarious.
What happened was, okay, well, let's just replay it.
You want to replay it?
Yes.
We can sit here and talk about it all day long. But
get ready to be astonished and laugh your butt off at what took place with Big Al Mac.
All right. So all my life,
yes, sir.
I've always liked old cars, right? Yeah, all my life. I learned to drive on an old 50-something Chevy pickup. I just saved some money, and I did. I bought a 1957 Chevrolet pickup, right?
The purple one?
Yeah, purple truck. So then when time, I saved a little more money. Kelly's boyfriend came by the bar one day.
Not Derek.
And he said, "Do you want to buy this car?" I said, "Not really. I just bought a truck." And so he made me a good deal. I said, "Sure, why not?"
The cherry red one.
Yeah.
Convertible.
It's a Buick.
Okay.
72 Buick.
Beautiful car. I rode in it once.
Yeah, you did.
So another year or so went by. I saved some more money. I bought a Mustang. All right, so I hate to say it sounds so DB-ish to say that, but I like collecting cars.
It's not
I have
DB-ish.
To say that to give you the setting for this story. Okay, so that's where my money, little bit of money I have. That's where it goes. I put it right there. That's my little fleet. That's my little mini fleet. All right,
they barely run, by the way.
I got 3 parking spots in my parking garage where I keep them because I don't drive them that much.
Yeah.
So I take you back to December 20th. Our first official day of vacation, right? One day after my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
December 20th, okay.
And it's approximately 7-ish in the evening. I'm going home to retire for the evening. Or maybe I'm going to come back out. Whichever. I pull into my parking garage.
It's the day after your birthday, by
the way. Yeah, yeah. It's a Saturday. I pull into my parking garage. And I look, and I'm like, there are my 3 parking spots. But none of my cars are there. It's 7-8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
At night, Kelly.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All I'm thinking is it's Christmas time.
Oh, no.
First of all, I'm black. First of all,
thanks,
I'm thinking,
did
my car get repo? That's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. And I'm like, no, they're paying
for cash for it.
They're paying for it. They didn't get repo.
You know, so, and my thought would be, honestly, but you don't hang out with those pranksters anymore. That you used to play those practical jokes on each other.
Right.
Jesse
but
the
you're
prankster.
Not hanging out with them anymore.
Right. So I'm freaking out. I'm about to dial 911, but I'm like, okay, let me look and see if there's glass or any evidence of cars being stolen.
Oh, yes,
cars,
it is.
Cars being stolen.
Call the police department.
Yes, you do. Who do you call?
Of course you
call
911.
911? Yes.
For an emergency.
That is an emergency.
That is an emergency.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody didn't give you the chicken nuggets you ordered. This is important.
So I'm like, okay, there's no glass. There's no evidence of a crime necessarily. So
they're good.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing's on block. I mean, I don't know. There's no tools. Anyway, I'm like, let me just go to my apartment.
No.
Let me go up to my apartment. I'm going to go up to my apartment and see what's up. And I'm thinking about calling my girlfriend. I'm not sure yet to let her know what's up. She's the only person, aside from a dog walking person, that has a key to my apartment. So I go up. And I'm about to call her, and I look, and my keys are gone. And I keep them in this little bowl.
Okay, we'll see now. Okay.
Well, then that's
not stolen.
That's a good thing,
so now,
because that means it wasn't.
So now it's an inside job, at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't know what the deal is. So I said, okay, my keys are gone. She's got something to do with it. Let me just go and see if she's at the bar. I call her. There's no answer. Maybe she's at the bar. I go back up to the bar. She's not there. I circle through the parking lot. I'm like, something just ain't right. Let me pull back around to my apartment. It's just a mile away. I pull back around to my apartment, and there's Purple Truck pulling back into my apartment building. I'm like, yes!
The perp is back.
I got it. I busted them.
Red-handed.
They tried to do something, and I look in the driveway of my apartments, and I see a buddy of mine, David. I see his truck right there. I said, okay, he's in on it. I'm like, I got this.
Did y'all get your knife out?
I said, y'all are so busted. I didn't cut him yet. So I'm like, I'm not going to even give them the satisfaction of knowing that I saw them. I'm just going to go back to the bar and wait on them to come to me. And then I'm going to say, I got them. Play along. Yeah. So I go back into the bar. And about 5 minutes later, David, his wife, Kelly, walk in. I'm like, ha ha, gotcha. I can't even contain myself. Ha ha, gotcha. They're not laughing.
Why aren't they laughing?
They're not letting. In fact, Kelly is wiping a tear off of her cheek.
Oh, no. What happened?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm laughing.
What
Kelly looked at me. Kelly looked at me and she
not
goes,
Kelly.
No, not Kelly looked at me and she goes, I'm so sorry. I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on here?
God. Why is she sorry?
Oh, well, yes.
Why are you sorry?
I wrecked your truck.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what? I'm like, you mean the truck that I didn't know that wasn't even at my house, that the keys were missing from my apartment? That truck that I saved and bought money? You wrecked my truck? Yes, I'm
sorry. And
then
sorry. What about the, what's the story?
Did you hit the other car? I mean, what did you hit?
What happened?
Okay, she said, I can't tell you. Your girlfriend's going to have to tell you.
Okay, she obviously had planned something and it went awry.
Horribly wrong.
So your girlfriend had arranged to do something to all of your cars.
Call my girlfriend. No answer. No answer. No answer.
Because she knows about it.
No
answer. She knows now.
No answer. No
answer. She's moving to Cuba.
No answer.
She wrecked the other one.
No answer. No answer. No answer. So my girlfriend finally walks through the bar. She's got frowny face on too.
Frowny face all day.
And this is when I wish I could be mad. You know, I'm like, what happened?
At least everybody's alive.
Everybody's alive.
I'm like, nobody looks to be injured.
Nobody's hurt. The girl did run into another car. Everybody's cool. I'm like, okay, now that I know nobody's hurt, what the
happened?
Okay. I can't tell you exactly what happened, baby. It's something to do with your Christmas present. Okay. I'm okay. Everybody's okay. Everybody's safe. But
at this point, screw the surprise.
Exactly.
What happened?
Exactly.
Fast forward to Christmas Day.
Oh, she really held it off till Christmas Day.
She did.
5 days.
Wow. And I didn't push her.
Okay,
I didn't push
good.
Her.
So?
She gives me a Christmas gift. I open it up. It's a photo album of her posing with the vehicles.
Like sexy? Like a calendar?
Let me just put it this way.
She naked?
No, she was naked.
She was naked.
She was naked.
She was naked.
Lingerie?
Thong?
I'll just say this.
Lingerie.
Is there a thong?
All I'm going to say is,
thong.
I'm the only one that's seen the pictures.
Thong?
And I got $4,000 damage
and
on my
photographer.
Truck.
And the photographer.
Did she pose next to the dent?
I don't
Will you just tell us one image? Will you just verbally describe one image?
If she would have done the photo shoot in your parking garage, none of this would have happened.
You have to show us these pictures.
Tell us where the photo shoot took place and describe an image?
And the photographer?
Please just reenact one
Please,
pose.
One. Just one.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
And describe the outfit.
Switch the camera off of me.
Was it cold outside?
Okay, switch the camera off of me on Kid TV.
Okay.
So she's on the, let's just imagine.
What's she wearing?
Okay, this is the.
Where's the car?
Okay, bikini.
Thong.
Switch the camera off of me.
Okay.
Everyone is lined up against the glass in the studio. Watch.
She's wearing a bikini thong.
Bikini-ish, right here.
Bikini-ish.
Leather jacket.
No,
and nothing
bro.
Underneath.
Okay. This is
the doctor.
It's on me.
Or
come
it's
on,
Kelly.
Let's see.
They're wishing it was me.
Hurry up and tell us what.
This is the hood of the car right here. All right?
Okay.
This is the hood.
Alice rattling the hood with her.
With that face?
With her boobs out?
With that, oh my god.
Was there a nip slip?
Please tell me you didn't laugh. Please tell me.
I didn't laugh. Oh, I love her. That was a sexy picture.
Oh my god.
Al's gonna redo all the poses for us.
Yes.
Okay. Where everybody gets mad at all
and
of
there
us.
There you go.
Al didn't have to bring that up.
Well, bring what up?
Why are you throwing me under the bus?
Of course he had to bring that up.
What are people mad at us about?
Al, stop throwing stuff at Kelly.
Oh, free toes.
So, Big Al Mac's girl decided to give him a Christmas present he would never forget.
So thoughtful.
Very thoughtful. Mm-hmm. I think it's a beautiful thing that she did
that. Sexy photo shoot.
Yeah.
Rattling his three classic automobiles.
One now has a humongous dent in the front.
Was Curtis in any of those photos, your dog?
No, Curtis didn't
make the cut.
Because that would have just been a triple threat.
And here to talk about the photo shoot took place that day.
I have a feeling it ain't Dr. Girlfriend.
Is the photographer himself, Randy Peterson.
Oh, whoa, we know him well.
Hey, Randy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great, Randy.
I'm good as Al.
Is it super awkward now? Because Randy happens to be a very good friend of the show. Mm. Is it really awkward that you've seen Al's girl in that state?
You know, it's funny because it started back at Kids Kids when she asked about this photo shoot.
Kids Kids, it came up.
Hold on.
It was around Kids Kids and you know, with her being a doctor and he being on TV and the radio, I'm thinking, well, you can't just call a random stranger to do this, chain of custody of pictures and whatnot.
Right.
So I was like, I'll help you out with this. And it's funny because we were actually looking through, like, sample poses, and Al walked up and basically at in Disney World, like, oh, look at that. Photographer's trying to get my girlfriend half undressed. So it started pretty awkward a couple months ago, but you know, the shoot was great, and the pictures turned out pretty cool, and it was innocent. It really was innocent.
Really?
I couldn't see the pose Al was making, but yeah, these are...
And it was the one where he was straddling the hood.
Yeah, Al said she was wearing bikini bottoms that were very revealing. And a leather jacket with nothing underneath.
That is possibly the truth. There were quite a few outfits we cycled through for this shoot.
Randy, is this something you've ever done before?
Boudoir photos?
I have not shot a lot of boudoir style or, you know, like pinup girl style. Definitely something. It was fun. It was a cool shoot. Yeah. And then was nerve wracking. You know, it was like we were throwing a party because she was checking her phone throughout the shoot. Her friends were. There was like a countdown of when Al was going to get home. And there seemed to be, toward the end, this rush of urgency that may have created that small fender bender.
Who came up with the poses?
Yeah, was that her?
Or did you instruct her?
Well, she and I both had kind of, like any time you're doing a photo shoot like that, we kind of hit the internet and looked around. Like I said, that's what Al kind of walked in on while we were looking at sample poses online. It was, and we just kind of decided what worked for her and then what we thought Al would like, obviously.
Anyone would like to procure your services to do their own straddle and car shots, where can they reach you?
Well, they can always email me at randy@thedistillerymedia.com.
There you go, Randy.
It's not really
good plug in there. Good.
It's not really our showcase service. We're normally commercial.
Randy, a whole new venue for you.
He normally does stuff like my midget wrestling.
Right. So, 1 month, Randy's taking
videography.
Yeah, what a difference a month makes. 1 month, he's taking pictures of the kids trip, and then the next month, he's telling Al's girlfriend to show a little more cleavage.
It was fun, and then when I heard about the truck, it's funny because...
Quit saying how much fun it was.
Well,
just saying.
At the end of the shoot, one of our camera assistants had to drive his Mustang back.
Yeah.
And I made it clear. I was like, his services are ending now. Like, I'm not liable if any of these cars get wrecked. And we all laughed about it. And then I got the text like 30 minutes later. And he informed me. And then Dr. Girlfriend informed me there was a small little incident.
I really thought
I'd lost my friend Al. I was like, oh, God, he's never going to talk to me again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Al, how do you feel that Randy has a...
I know Randy's a professional.
He is a professional.
I know Randy's a professional, and I know all of these were very tasteful and as tasteful as, you know, they're tasteful. They're good.
The 12 that made the calendar.
She looks good.
Do you have any?
Do you have any?
Where are the outtakes, Randy?
Yeah, do you have those?
No. Those have been burned.
Well, we clicked.
Those have
been
burned.
We clicked about 450 photos.
450?
Some, you know, turn out great, and some
I got 30.
Hit the cutting room floor. I will say that there was a few shots where supposedly the top may have come off, but ironically, that's also when my wife showed up on the shoot to pay the location.
The top
so
of the car.
Talk about awkward.
It's convertible. Yeah.
I see.
Top of the car.
Well, you know, Al, sometimes when somebody's moving and they're taking pictures.
What was the temperature?
What month did the topless photo make
in the
calendar?
That's not a topless photo. No
and that's the other thing. We shot these the week before Christmas, and normally as a photographer, when you're shooting, you know, some sexy-looking photos, a little cold is good. You know, it can help out certain things, but
it was
about 40 degrees. I mean, I was in ski pants, gloves, and a ski cap, and she was not.
She was suffering for art.
And I think it helped the pictures.
To balance the world out, Randy, since you took pictures of Al's girlfriend in various states.
I should be able to take pictures of your wife.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Well, she's good friends of Al, so Al can ask her. I would like to be present when he asks her because that's going to be comical.
I wouldn't.
See, I don't know as a guy how I would feel because I get that, like, I know Randy and trust him, and so I would let him take photos of me, I think, but I don't know how a guy would feel if you were friends. Would you rather a stranger that doesn't even really know either one of you
personally,
do that than a guy that you're, yeah, like,
that's
JC
a good question.
JC had said he would divorce his wife, Kinsey, if any of his friends ever happened to walk in on her naked.
You'd feel better with a female photographer?
I would feel, as a guy, you always feel better with a female photographer.
Yeah, why didn't you call Sandy?
Because Sandy was busy photographing sick children on Kids Kids and not going through nude photo shoots online.
Oh.
The problem is,
well, you guys talk about it on Dish and on the radio quite a bit.
Yeah.
You really, if you're going to do a shoot like that, you want someone you trust. I know it sounds awkward, and Alan, I'm sure, will enjoy beer over at the mat. All will be good. But, but you know, you want someone you trust because the pictures in this digital age can get out there so quick. So, to me, my fear when she asked for a suggestion was I give her some suggestion.
Yeah.
And the guy turns out to use them in his portfolio or leak them. And you know, it just seemed like,
it's all
in addition, you want them to turn out good. I mean, hell, if I could have put Curtis and the Matt in it, it would have been Al's four favorite things. Star, his girlfriend.
And me.
And then,
and me. You should have stuck
Kelly.
Me somewhere. I should have
Kelly
been sitting in the back of the truck.
Kelly straddling the back of the truck.
Now, I'm game for that. I did when I heard this talk about briefly yesterday, my text to Al was, I will volunteer my services to shoot Al in the same poses with his car.
There you go, Al, and give it back to her.
And that way we can see,
we can get two out of three of them.
Without you showing us the calendar, we can see what it was.
Nope.
That's a good idea at this point.
Nope.
I love it. Thank you, Randy, for joining us and let us know how that.
We're going
to
be okay, right, buddy?
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. You come up. Your comp beer tab might be expired at this point.
Oh, this shoot got really expensive.
And Randy, is it true that you're on your way to JC's house right now to shoot his wife?
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but that is correct.
Thanks.
I'm heading over there.
You joke about that.
No.
You joke about that, Jenna, but Kinsey actually did the same thing for me a couple years back.
Oh, really?
And she took boudoir pictures with a guy that I'm friends with, and I have not seen him since.
You've not seen him
since? It's just weird.
It's just awkward?
It's awkward.
Did you see him often before that?
Yeah, because I would see him out and about all the time, and it's just weird. Just, like, I was like, you've seen my wife in different states now.
If you're going to do this, ladies, I think as a rule of thumb, I know that he did this as a favor, but I think you should use a female photographer if you're concerned about the jealousy factor.
It was great. The pictures came out great, but it's just that weird feeling.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Because we're so visual as men. That's our biggest flaw. Yeah, we're so dang visual.
And when we have this precious little flower over here, we don't want to share that precious little flower with them. Yeah.
So way to share the flower with Randy. Al. Thanks, Randy.
I might need to use Randy for my nude pug shoot.
Yeah.
We got bigger fish to fry.
Yes,
we do. Dissolving relationship, Al.
Yes.
All right, Randy. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Later, man.
Last night on The Bachelor, there were lots of drunk girls and one that was extremely obsessed with onions for some reason.
Boy.
Reality Steve is in the house. We'll talk all things Bachelor next.
I think you should totally check out KidNation.com. And if you can't find it,
Google it, dude.
More of the Kid Craddock Morning Show is on the way.